Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, I've looked at the plates and everything else. Now you get by as cheap as you. By when the plates I was looking at were about 30 and 35. So the Glacier was $35, $36, somewhere in there. And the Frostbite was $29. So by the time Uncle Sam gets their cut of it, it's a little bit more. But yeah, I looked at them. I haven't purchased one yet, but taking a serious look. And that may be one of the things I do here in the future. BQ. B-I-Q-U. All right. KCBUA.
KCYBF. Yeah, I've bought a couple of their just regular PIE plates, and those work really well. So I've got about, I got the original plate that came with the P1S, and then I bought, which I haven't even used yet, they had it on sale, they got one of their cold plates, and I haven't even used that. That's still in the wrapper. And then I've got a couple dual-sided, one that's the carbon fiber look on one side and the other the smooth plate on the other, and I've used smooth plate a couple of times for some things. Haven't used the carbon fiber one. It's PIE on one side and textured and then whatever on the other side. So used the one a few times, but I've just stuck with this one, like I said. And I got it on sale. At one point, I got that Glacier at least to fit my 256 cubed. I got it for like $17. So they had a sale on it, and I picked that one up, and then I picked up the second one when they had another sale. So it was under $20 when I bought both of them for that one. And I know they're up, yeah, they're like $30 a piece, but I just waited for when they had a sale on them, and they sent me an email because I'd bought some other stuff from them before. So they let me know it was on sale. So, yeah, I got it fairly cheap.